Hey everyone, how's it going? I wanted to discuss a few maybe rather serious topics today. We'll see. But, it just varies by day. I think it will fit the mood of kind of this incessant rain that we're experiencing right now in the local area. And really, the motivation for creating this one would be basically observing the fact that the importance of graduating into or returning back to a non-dualistic experience of reality, which that's kind of a contradiction in terms, because to be an experience, you have to have the dualism of the one who's experiencing it and that which is being experienced. So, obviously, this is quite a feat, something that many people basically see as an absurdity or an impossibility. However, it is, by degrees, very possible to attain an understanding of reality which is not dependent on dualistic semantic constructions like languages that operate with tautologies, meaning answers that aren't really answers but that are just circular. So, you can go on forums and look at people discussing different philosophies, and you'll see that they're really operating with a lot of rather contrived and pretentious concepts with which they are entertaining themselves. Because if you're going to attempt to find some sort of ultimate truth, some sort of foundational entity, you're not going to find it in the language. So when people are posing these questions about what's the nature of the physical world and the dream world, other states, what happens after death, where did we come from, and these type of questions, they become entertaining to those who are addicted to words. Now, to clarify this, there's so much guilt complex that even those who study more of the Eastern methods start to feel that they're guilty for being attached to things and that they need to renounce everything. And the fact is, what needs to be renounced is the attachment itself, not the thing. So that it may seem that I'm, dogging on language, but really, one needs to know the place of language as a mere convenience, not to see it as capable of transmitting truth on a one-to-one correspondence, rather to realize that there is always distortion and inaccuracy within the language. In fact, that's what draws many people to study languages, because through the careful application of comprehending where the inconsistencies come in, the seeming arbitrary usage of different phrases and words, one starts to paradoxically actually glean the universality. So, the funny thing is, to reach someone who's on the dualistic level and try to explain to them how there's no such thing as separation, there's no such thing as death, that everything is merely infinite and all interdependent with each other, and that you can't even categorize different people as different entities, that's only convenience. Most people view that as something that they feel is ungraspable or even stupid. So, in that, you can see the age-old presentation of the fool, the wise fool. Because when you get down to the very foundational nature of things, it's very simple. So you can go both ways through observing the seeming complexities of human systems, the systems of ignorance. You can begin to retrace and return back to the simplicity of the original nature. For instance, in studying language, you can see how, although there's thousands and millions of concepts and words and ideas, they all stem to polarities which attach to each other in a very similar way to the male attaching to the female and generating life. So you can glean that type of universality through working through complex, seeming complexities. They will become reduced to their foundational elements, and through that you can experience the bliss of just the ease of being. Right now, that could sound, you know, like a riddle. It's really not. It just means that if you have a job, even if your job is to be a parent, if your job is to be a student, or if you have a traditional job or your own business, whatever it is you do, find yourself having to do, then that can be used as an instrument towards increasing one's awareness. So that's one method. Of course, the other method is more of a struggle for a lot of Westerners, and that has to do with, you know, traditional seated meditation, contemplation, prayer, study of certain texts, right? Those type of things. Absorption into more of a transcendent state. Now, that's also extremely helpful. The best is to have a good balance of both, so that you can see the struggle within the simplicity of the meditation, and you can see the bliss within the struggle of the toil of everyday labors and what must be done on the physical world. So, one way to really remove a lot of frustration and needless tension from one's life is to stop feeling at all responsible for others' journey and for their choices and for their growth. Because truly, between the level of an infant and the level of a great sage, there's a vast divide. Although on the ultimate level, no, they're one and the same. But for those that operate in time and space, they will continue to feel bound for time and space because that's their belief system. That's how they're choosing to use their manifestation. That's why most people are bound by death and karma and, you know, all of these other conceptions, the guilt, because that's their reality. That's what they've accepted into themselves at even a subconscious level, so that they feel it's not even a choice. So it's interesting because you may find that, surprisingly, it's easier to engage and experience connection with people when you even do everyday activities. Like maybe you go on a picnic, maybe you go watch a movie, and you can reach the sublime through the so-called mundane. While it may actually be tougher to reach them through the sublime directly, meaning that going on a tirade about transcending and enlightenment and these sort of things, it's just foreign to a lot of people's reality. They view it as something abstract or even, as I said, foolish. So, you know, whatever your phase may be, just to open that option for you. You may live on the exterior, a life that appears like anyone else, and yet be within a great adept. You can't tell from any type of surface level where somebody is at. Therefore, this whole idea of judging not, lest ye be judged, is from a higher than moral status simply the most practical thing to do. So that's what we're trying to get past, actually, is for those who have graduated beyond the need for childish morality and rules and those types of ethics. Now, we're not talking about a descent into chaos or into anarchy. We're talking about being in a one-to-one ratio with the flow of reality naturally, with no sort of concept of, I'll behave this way because I'm supposed to, because it's right to. I won't do this thing because it's not right to. That sort of thing takes a toll on the spirit, because the spirit and the soul especially knows ultimate freedom. That when it starts getting something telling it, this is what you can't do, this is what you have to do, things like that, start putting it into a bind. I mean, it really feels imprisoned. So that's why, you know, you can examine any one concept and find it to be universal. So for that, it would be liberation. Now, you can take other concepts, such as salvation, and you'll see that it has a much deeper truth than is conceived of on the average societal level. Because salvation has to do with simply ceasing to be the tyrant of yourself. It doesn't have anything to do with an external entity coming in and liberating you and saving you. It has to do with an inner process, the God within. You can examine any concept like that and find it to be actually quite different and actually quite deeper than is thought of on the average level. Because even friendship. Now, for instance, at a high level philosophy, or what they think is high level, a lot of cynics, they say there's no such thing as friendship, or there's no such thing as altruism, because anything that you secretly do for your own sake. So that, you know, I'm sure many are familiar with this argument, so I don't have to spill it out all the way. But, you know, when you get to a non-dualistic level, none of those kinds of pretensions or sophistry actually holds to be true. They're missing the entire point. Friendship, when taken to the highest level, means that you are your friend. You know, it's said that your friend is your other self. So the people that are dwelling at the cynical level, at the intellectual level, they feel like they're having this, you know, profound understanding. So again, we're back to the fact that each level of truth appears and experiences itself as complete. And that once you move to a different place, if it's more expansive, you can see how your previous level was in fact incomplete. But we're dealing with holes, right? This is a major one. Let's dip into it a little bit. Everything in the Western culture operates from the conception of fractions and decimal points and breaking thing up, right? Separating, distinguishing. And in fact, we would want to think instead of the opposite direction of wholes, and that everything is a complete entity. This is also systems theory, meaning that they're self-regulating systems, and in fact all of existence itself is a self-regulating system that maintains itself in homeostasis. So this conception of there being all these separate elements is correct. However, the way you think of it is very impacting to your psychology, so that you're thinking things. It comes back to the glass being half full or half empty. They're the same, however, they're really not, because behind it is the assumption, the shade, the tone, the flavor, the actual subjective meaning. So that's what's so important, that, you know, once you become disillusioned with the materialism, the shallowness, the cutthroat nature of things, the loneliness, the suffering that is common in the society, which is obvious by the compensations that they make to the contrary. All of the commercials, everything showing this exaggerated happiness, that shows you that the culture is quite sad. Because a truly happy culture, it would appear more as neutral, because people would be at peace. They wouldn't need to actually prove that they're so joyous through, you know, these rather obvious means. But that's just the point that we're in our collective evolution, right? So, yeah, it's important to dip into these deep topics from different lenses every day. And whatever you do, just, you know, doing it to the fullest will allow you to glean a great fulfillment and satisfaction at the end of the day, no matter what the activity is. You know, and even experiencing what could be termed as going too far or crossing the line may be what one needs to find the limit and to keep achieving towards that elusive moderation that we all seek, right? The balance that we enjoy. So that's just a little bit of food for your spirit today on this rainy day. So I hope something was gleaned from that. I know that it continues to help me process experience and reality to do this, so I'm gonna keep doing it. Yeah, that's about it. Y'all, wholeness and a balanced day to you.